This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in concluding session of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 today. Deputy Chief Minister Arunachal Pradesh, Chawna Main, attends pre-budget consultation meeting for the forthcoming Union Budget 2026-27 in New Delhi. Three-day Zonal Youth Convention of the Shillong Archdiocesan Catholic Youth Movement, Zone 2, concluded, and Arunachal Saras Fair 2026 to be held from 16th to the 25th of this month at Dorji Khandu Convention Centre in Itanagar. The news in detail. Today is National Youth Day. It commemorates the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 this evening in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will interact with around 3,000 youth from across the country, along with young delegates representing the international diaspora. Selected participants will make their final presentations to the Prime Minister across 10 thematic tracks, sharing youth-led perspectives and actionable ideas on key areas of national importance. During the program, the Prime Minister will release the essay compilation for Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026, comprising selected essays authored by young participants on India's developmental priorities and long-term national building goals. The Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, now in its second edition, is a national platform designed to facilitate structured engagement between India's youth and national leadership. Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue aligns with Prime Minister's Independence Day call to engage 1 lakh youth in politics without political affiliations and provide them a national platform to make their ideas for Viksit Bharat a reality. The State Bank of India Shillong branch celebrated a historic milestone marking 100 years of dedicated service to the people of Meghalaya on Saturday. The centenary celebration was held at the Usosotham Auditorium in Shillong under the theme Celebrating a Milestone of Service, Trust and Commitment to the Community. The program began with the inauguration of the Heritage Gallery, followed by lighting of the ceremonial lamp, followed by the theme song presented by the employees of SBI Shillong branch. Also, to commemorate the occasion, special centenary stamps were released. Speaking on the occasion, Member of Parliament, Lok Sabha, Shillong Constituency, Dr. Ricky A.J. Sinkon, lauded the State Bank of India for its century-long contribution towards nation-building and regional development, particularly in Meghalaya. As part of the National Legal Service Authority Pan-India Environmental Legal Literacy and Community Protection Initiative, titled Protect Today, Secure Tomorrow, was organized yesterday by the District Legal Service Authority, West Jayanthia Hills in Meghalaya, in collaboration with the Forest Department. The objective of the program was to strengthen public awareness on environmental laws and community-level environmental protection. The program also aimed to enhance legal awareness on environmental issues, promote simple, affordable, and preventive environmental practices, and empower communities, especially vulnerable groups, by informing them of their environmental rights and the available grievance redressal. The Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chawna Main, attended the pre-budget consultation meeting for the forthcoming Union Budget 2026-27, chaired by the Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs, Nirmala Sitharaman, and co-chaired by the Union Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, in New Delhi. During the consultation, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Main highlighted that despite its remoteness and long-standing developmental constraints, Arunachal Pradesh has witnessed significant progress in recent years and continues to maintain fiscal discipline in line with the Arunachal Pradesh Fiscal Responsibility and Budget Management Act 2006, with timely fulfillment of all committed liabilities. He placed before the Union Government selected priority infrastructure requirements of the state. The three-day Zonal Youth Convention of the Shillong Archdiocesan Catholic Youth Movement, Zone 2, concluded yesterday at the Cathedral of Mary Help of Christians, Lightmukra, in Shillong. More than 1,000 youth delegates from 5 parishes of Nongthumai, Lightmukra, Laban, Upper Shillong and Mao Niang La took part in the convention, which focused on moral formation, catechism and leadership development. The final day began with a holy mass celebrated by Zonal Youth Director Father Rista Malnyang. Youth who excelled in academics and sports were also felicitated. Addressing the valedictory program, Pastoral Secretary Damili Masar urged young people to keep Christ at the center of their lives. The convention concluded with a renewed commitment among the youth to live a Christ-centered life and be messengers of hope in society. The Congress in Meghalaya has strongly criticized the National Democratic Alliance, BJP-led government at the center for repealing the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MG Narega 2005, replacing it with VB G. Ramji Act 2025. The Congress said the repealing of the two-decade-old act brought during the Congress rule at the center is a ploy to weaponize the Congress and non-Congress states in the country. Speaking to the media at a press conference in Shillong, the chairman of MPCC Media Department, Lankupar War, said, "The southern Indian states have vehemently opposed the new act as it will adversely impact on the rural economy, particularly that of women workforce." When asked whether the party would put up a strong fight against the central act, War said, "This week the party will organize a hunger strike, peaceful rallies and awareness campaigns in all the blocks and districts of Meghalaya in protest against the new act." In Tripura, a blood donation camp was organized yesterday at the Jalaiwari Community Hall on the occasion of the first biannual South District Convention of the Health Departmental Rashtrapati Employees Union. The camp was formally inaugurated by Tripura's Cooperative Minister, Shukla Charan Noatia. Addressing the gathering after inaugurating the camp, the minister appreciated the initiative of the organization and highlighted the importance of voluntary blood donation as a humanitarian service that can save countless lives. He encouraged people from all sections of society, especially government employees and youth, to come forward for such noble causes. A total of 29 persons voluntarily donated blood at the camp, contributing to strengthening the healthcare system and supporting patients in need. Arunachal Pradesh added two frog species to its biodiversity record, Leptobrachium somani and Leptobrachium machuca. Identified after years of dedicated field research and advanced scientific analysis, these newly documented species highlight the rich and still unfolding biodiversity of the state. The researchers reaffirmed the ecological importance of Arunachal's forests and river ecosystems. Arunachal Saras Fair 2026 is going to be held from the 16th to the 25th of this month at Dorji Khandu Convention Center, Itanagar. The fair will showcase rural crafts, handlooms and supporting women entrepreneurs with exciting additions like K-pop fest, cosplay and dance battles focusing on local talent and rural empowerment. Tripura Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath yesterday inaugurated the Atal Cup cricket tournament at Mohanpur in Agartala and highlighted the importance of sports in shaping both individuals and society. Addressing the inaugural program, the minister said that the sports are not limited to physical exercise alone, but represent a deeper philosophy of life that instills discipline, teamwork and a positive outlook. He said that the tournament has been organized to commemorate the memory of former Prime Minister late Atal Bihari Vajpayee, whose ideals and vision continue to inspire the nation. The minister further said that the youth of Tripura are highly talented and must actively participate in sports and other co-curricular activities for their all-round development. He informed that 64 teams are participating in the Atal Cup cricket tournament, reflecting the growing enthusiasm for sports among young players of the state. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashwani, Shillong. Have a nice day.